If you have your Bible, turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. I mean, what an amazing week we've had in our church. The Lord took our dear pastor home last Sunday evening on Resurrection Sunday. How fitting that was that he did that. If you think about Steve and how God used him in our church, it's amazing. I mean, he was the one God used to found this church. He was the one God used to build it and cause it to flourish. And many of us were saved under his ministry. I was saved under his ministry 29 years ago. And we had the blessing of many of us just hearing him preach, as Ray said, just week after week, the faithfulness of Christ. There's not going to be another Steve. And we're going to miss him. And we grieve for our loss, not his loss. I mean, he's with Jesus. But now we're moving into a new chapter in the history of our church. And what I want to do is read from you from Joshua chapter 1 here. The Israelites were facing a similar challenge as we are. They had lost their leader. And Moses wasn't an ordinary leader. He was the leader. I mean, he was the one God used to lead Israel out of bondage. Their bondage in Egypt. He was the one God used to give Israel the law. And he had led his people for 40 years. I mean, he was the leader. He was their leader. And so now there was a major change, much like our own. God had taken Moses home. But what's amazing is that there was still a lot of work to do. I mean, they weren't even in the promised land yet. There's still a lot of work ahead of them. What were they to do? How were they to move forward? Doesn't that sound like us? I mean, I couldn't help but as I was thinking about this, this is us. We have a building that we haven't finished. We have men that we're training that we need to send out. We have churches that we want to plant, ministries that we want to see flourish. How are we going to do this? Well, God tells Joshua what to do here. Let's read this. Look at verse 1. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place in which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. What a passage, huh? I've titled this, Moving Forward. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And I just want to point out a few things. This is supposed to be a devotional, so... First, we want to see God's call to move forward. His call to move forward. Moses, the servant of the Lord, God's leader, he's no longer with them. And now there was an uncertainty about the future. There's an uncertainty. I mean, we have this land to conquer, and our leader's gone. But God had a new man he's going to use. He raised up Joshua, and he appears to Joshua. And he tells him basically, Joshua, start leading. Look at what he tells him. Verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, Joshua, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, to the sons of Israel. You hear what God's telling them? Joshua, go do what I've commissioned you to do. And notice who he's addressing this to. Not simply to Joshua. It's you and all this people. Did you like that? It's not just the leader. It's you and all the people. Go forward. Go take the land. And that's what he's telling them. They were called to act. They were called to do what God had divinely appointed them to do. He says, you go take this land, the land which I'm giving you. Verse 3, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. Notice, just as I spoke to Moses. He already told them what he was going to do. Now by faith, go act. See that? By faith, go forward. Go do what I've commissioned you to do. That's what he's telling them to do. They're to set out by faith and act by faith. God has commanded our church what to do. He's commanded us what to do. And we as your leaders are committed to do what Christ wants us to do. He's commissioned us. Go make disciples. We are determined to do that. He has told us, preach the gospel. We are determined to do that. He has told us, spread the glory of my Son to the nations. We are determined to do that. He has told us, train up and send out men. We are determined to do that. He's told us to reach the next generation with the gospel. We are determined to do that. That's his commission for us. He's divinely appointed for us to do this. And so we want to do this. Secondly, I love this. We see God's promise to be with Joshua as he goes and does this. Verse 5. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Oh, isn't that great? They had lost their leader, a great leader, but they hadn't lost God. God was still with them. And as God had been with Moses, God says, I will be with you, Joshua. As you carry out my commission, I will be with you. What a promise. You know, the secret of Moses' success was God was with him. The secret of Joshua's success, the Lord was with him. The secret of our success, the Lord is with us. If God is with us, what can stop us? Praise God, right? Doesn't this sound like Matthew 28 to you? I mean, I'm reading this and I'm thinking, this is Matthew 28. Jesus says, go make disciples, and what? Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. That's his promise. I'm going to be with you. You go do this, I'm with you. The one with all authority, the one with all power, the one who's building his church promises to be with us. The grace that was sufficient for past generations and past leaders will be sufficient for us. I'll be with you. And so we can accomplish what he wants us to. And then we see, thirdly, God's charge to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. This is going to take courage to move forward. You're going to need strength. The work I have for you to do, Joshua, is going to take courage. He says, verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land, which I swore to their fathers to give them. You know, small task. Hey, we want you to just go take over this land. A big problem. Those guys are bigger than us, and there are more people than us, but I'm going to be with you. Act in faith. Have courage. Go forward. And you'll accomplish what I've set out to do through you. You know, as we move forward, there's going to be obstacles. Praise God, we have a God who's Lord of obstacles. Right? He's Lord of obstacles. We have a Redeemer who's more concerned about the glory of His name than we are. He will go before us. We have a Savior who's bigger than giants. Isn't that what we've been singing this morning? Praise God. Our strength and courage come from Him. Now here's what's amazing. Telling Him to be strong and courageous, He ties it to faith. So our courage is tied to God's promises, His Word. Look at verse 6 again. He says, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. They're going to act on what God has already said. I've promised to give this land. Matter of fact, I swore to give it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So be strong and courageous and act. So our courage to act is based on God's word. That's where it comes from. When you meditate on the greatness of Christ and the beauties of Christ, you are strengthened to love Him, and your desire to serve Him overcomes your fear. That's what happens. He gives you courage. He gives you strength. And that's what we want to do. Look at verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so you may have success wherever you go. Some of the things God was asking Joshua to do would call him to be very courageous. But he promises him, if you're careful to do what I've said to do, and you don't turn from it, you stick to the scriptures, then you will have success. You will have success. And so our confidence is in God and His Word, that He's going to accomplish what He wills. And as we stick to that, we'll have success. And then God affirms to him the importance of the Word of God for strength and courage. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. We need strength and courage, but our strength and courage actually comes from Scripture. That's where it comes from. And so we need to meditate on the Scriptures. That's what's going to give us boldness. Because when you start seeing the greatness of God and the greatness of Christ through the Scriptures, it gives you courage. And so he says, meditate on that and then be careful to do it. Act in faith. And then he finishes with one last charge. One last charge. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Three times. Three times. Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. Don't be fearful about the future. Don't be fearful about going forward. Don't fear. Why? Because I'm with you. I'm going to be with you. Let me just encourage you. We've lost a great leader. A man we cannot replace. There's only one Steve. But though we've lost our leader, we haven't lost our God. And He promises to be with us as we carry out His commission. And so I would encourage you, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And act in faith. Keep in the Word of God. That's what's going to keep you strong and courageous. Amen.